From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome to our gospel program. We're delighted to have your company. Instead of a testimony tape being featured in our programs during the month, I'm going to be featuring a sermon that I preached some time ago on the subject, Is There a Hell and Has Man a Soul? I preached the sermon in response to the denial of the existence of the soul. I will be playing an extract in a moment, but let me just emphasize that we're happy to send out a free copy of the sermon to anyone who wishes to have one. It's controversial stuff, I have to say. I do not pull any punches when dealing with this subject and the denial of the existence of the soul and of hell. After all, this is a very vital and important matter, and it's a denial that's all too common today. And it is the responsibility of a preacher of the gospel to set forth God's word and to counteract those attacks upon the cardinal doctrines of God's word that is heard all too often today throughout the land. And then we're going to continue in our study of the best known words in the Bible, which, as you know, are the words of the Lord's Prayer. We'll be looking at the subject of temptation, probably concluding our comments on that particular aspect or petition of the Lord's Prayer. But first of all, here's that extract from the sermon, Has Man a Soul and Is There a Hell?, preached by myself some time ago.
My text is Matthew chapter 16 and the verse 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The great apostasy edges ever closer to its final, its ultimate denial. The final denial that apostasy will utter is recorded for us in our Bibles. In 2 Thessalonians, the chapter 2, there are words that I know this congregation are familiar with, for we have brought them to your attention on many occasions in the past. But we will draw your attention to them yet again. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the verse 3 reads, Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, the day of Christ, shall not come except there come a falling away, the word means apostasy, first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's the ultimate denial. When a man, will stand up and say, I am God. I am God. There is a reference to this denial in 2 Peter, the chapter 2, and the verse 1. 2 Peter, chapter 2. So you'll remember the second epistles to the Thessalonians and of Peter, the chapter 2. There you will find these references that I have been drawing your attention to. 2 Peter chapter 2 in the verse 1 reads, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who shall privily or privately shall bring in damnable heresies," heresies that damn the soul.
If anyone would like some strong meat in the gospel, then do send for that sermon tape. We will happily supply it to you, absolutely free of charge. And of course that goes for Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine as well. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Please do contact us. Full details of how you may contact us, either by writing to us or by telephoning, will be given at the end of the program. Now turn, please, to Matthew chapter 6 and the verse 13, and we want to consider the petition that is contained there, and that states, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." This will be our last look at this particular petition in the Lord's Prayer. We'll be moving on next week in the will of the Lord. But this is a very vital subject, a very important matter indeed, for we all face temptation, and the Christian had better understand it, or a high price will be paid for such ignorance. Indeed, even if you are not a Christian this evening, you had better understand what temptation leads to. Perhaps it is even more important for you to understand where temptation will lead you. Look then at this petition. Here is what the Christian ought to be praying: "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Our chief defense against temptation is here set forth. And I think that in these words, you first and foremost have a desire within the heart to be delivered from sin. Here is the Christian being taught by the Lord Jesus to plead for deliverance from temptation. Now, you can only plead for such if you have a disposition within your heart that desires a delivering from sin. You need, as it were, the heart that Joseph had. We read in Genesis chapter 39, when Joseph was a young man, just a teenager, and he is held a slave in Egypt, and he's serving in the house of Potiphar. But Potiphar's wife was an evil woman, and looking upon Joseph, she desires him. She tempts him, and tempts him repeatedly. His answer, a young teenage boy, his answer to her is, verse 9 of Genesis chapter 39, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" When he was tempted by this woman, he saw it as the opening of a door, whereby, if he went through it, he would sin against God. Yes, he would sin against his master, Potiphar. He would sin against the woman herself, even though she didn't seem to care about that. But above all, Joseph saw that he would be sinning against God. And therein lies the great evil of sin. But the young man didn't wish to yield. He resisted day by day. And even when she laid hold upon him, he ran away. He got himself out, it says, verse 12. He fled and got himself out. He was displaying a heart that was set on escaping sin. And even though sore pressed by this evil woman, he still persisted in maintaining his integrity and fleeing away. Paul, when he wrote to Timothy, a young minister, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow after righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Flee. To flee from sin, to flee from temptation, you need a heart that's inclined that way. May God give us a heart that's not inclined to the world, not inclined to sin, but inclined to flee from sin. I say this to young Christians. It takes a lot of courage, it takes a lot of character to be a Christian. Any gulping, as we would say here in this part of the world, can run with a crowd, can just fall into step with others. But it takes someone of character to stand up and say to the crowd, I'm not going with you. I'm not following in your footsteps. I'm turning my back on the world and upon sin, and I will obey the Lord. Again, if we are to escape from temptation, we not only need a heart that's desirous to be delivered, we need to be aware of our own weakness. That's embodied in this prayer. When the Lord Jesus teaches us to pray, deliver me from temptation, we are acknowledging, I can't deliver myself. I will fall into temptation if left to myself. We are, as the Bible says, brands plucked from the burning. That which is plucked out of the fire, charred, dried out thoroughly, can very easily be set alight again. And dear Christian, though those old instincts have been doused in the precious blood of Jesus and the burning desires extinguished, beware lest Satan set them on fire again. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and the verse 10, we are introduced to a man called Jabez, and he is a man of prayer. He called on the God of Israel, we are told, saying, Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Here's a man acknowledging he can't keep himself. We need to be aware of the weakness we have when it comes to resisting temptation. One other aspect we need to bear in mind: the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to these words. They are found in 2 Peter chapter 3 and the verse 10. And Peter's talking about the return of the Lord. He says, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10, But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God? I tell you this, keep before you the return of Christ. Keep before you that day when men will give an account of the deeds done in the body, and sin will not be nearly so attractive. It will lose its beauty. It will lose its tempting powers when we remember the return of Christ. May God sanctify us through his word and bless each waiting heart. Do remember the offer of the tape. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.